Hello, ghoulies and ghosties. It is Brandon with the Murder Mystery Fridays podcast. I know that I haven't put out an episode in a little while, school and all that. That's just been really crazy busy. But I will be putting out two episodes. So, you know, kind of to make up for lost time. So, today we are going to be talking about the Annabelle case. Now, I don't know if a whole lot of you have heard about Annabelle, but pretty much the basic rundown is she is a Raggedy Ann doll, not a porcelain doll like you see in the movies, who was investigated by Ed and Lorraine Warren. So let's get into today's story. So the Annabelle case happened in 1971. Donna and her roommate had recently gotten a rag doll from Donna's mother. Now, Donna was a nursing student, and her mother had seen this rag doll and decided to buy it for her birthday. Not too long after having the rag doll, they noticed that things would be moved in the apartment. The doll would move, it would change positions on the bed, or it would really just change positions, different ones than Donna had left it. So Donna and her roommate, Angie, had actually decided to set up some traps, thinking that somebody was going into their apartment and moving this doll. So they had tried things like setting the carpet a certain way, tape on certain doors, and they would come home and none of the traps would be moved, but things would be moved in the apartment and the doll would be moved. Donna's boyfriend, Lou, did not like the doll at all. Really despised it. And Lou had actually been attacked by the doll and had gotten slashes on his chest one time after pretty much telling Donna to get rid of the doll and that he did not like it and that he thought it was evil. Now, after this, Donna and Angie did call in a psychic. And they said, the psychic said, that there was a spirit of a little girl named Annabelle Higgins who had died when she was 7 on the land that their apartment complex was built on. She said that she had felt safe with them. So they, as nurses and nursing students, you know, kind of felt sympathy for this little girl and gave her permission to move into the doll so that she could stay with them forever and so that they could make her feel safe. Now, the night after, there was a serious attack on Lou where instead of just, you know, like little scratches and everything, he had 3 gash marks on his chest, like something had just dug in and it had drawn blood, and they had went from his shoulder to his chest and then 3 across his stomach. After this, the girls had called Ed and Lorraine Warren. Now, they had said that spirits, they don't possess objects, only demons do. So they had recommended an exorcism of the apartment. And after that happened, Ed and Lorraine Warren took the doll home with them. But when they were driving, their brakes were constantly going out. They were constantly having driving troubles. So Ed pulled over the car and sprinkled holy water on the doll and across. And their drive home was uneventful. Now, one story that I'm pretty sure you've heard everywhere, if you've heard about Annabelle, is the story of a young guy on a motorcycle and his girlfriend that came in, and he tapped on the glass and pretty much taunted Annabelle to do something to him. So after he did this, Ed had asked him to leave the occult museum, and he did, but on his way home, he never made it there. Him and his girlfriend ended up getting in a severe car accident. A similar thing also happened to a priest who had kind of done similar things, taunting Annabelle, but he did not die. He was on his way back to the rectory and he ended up in an accident, but he did survive. So that is a short case or a short episode on Annabelle. I will be putting out another episode. Thanks for listening.